we saw another fantastic season from Jadeveon Clowney, in which he played all 16 games, first time in his career. We saw a few other things. Injuries, though, dominated what the 2017 year was like for the Texans.
I mean, one after another. Against Kansas City, you lose J.J. Watt and Whitney Mercilus on the same drive. Mm-hmm. And we talked to Whitney about it during a recent show, and he said it was just bizarre. He's hurt, and then he looks up on the monitor in the locker room, and Watt comes out, and they're both done for the year. And you think about that, the fact that they even had a chance to win that game is pretty amazing. The fact that they had a chance to win so many games down the stretch without Watson and those two and everybody else who got hurt is actually kind of amazing as well. I think that, you know, had they pulled these out, we'd be talking about some amazing coaching performances. But, you know, it's close but no cigar. However, to your point, a lot of great things happening early, especially on offense, giving you a lot of hope for the future.
So we brought up Watson. We brought up Mercilus. We brought up Watt. Those are big names that we didn't see last year. But there were a lot of secondary names that were very, very important to this team and will be important to this team moving forward that didn't get as much playing time because of injury.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look deep, you look at Dylan Cole, undrafted free agent. You look at the second round draft choice, Zach Cunningham, looked really good.
Playmaker.
Played the entire season. Before Deontay Foreman went out, your third round draft choice looked like an outstanding. He had a breakout game against Arizona on Andre Johnson Day, gets hurt in the end zone during his second touchdown run. And I thought, oh, my gosh, the luck is just terrible for this team. But if he recovers well, my gosh, the potential for this guy. You know, you pair him with Lamar Miller in the backfield, it's going to be fun.
Potential for this offense as well.
Yeah.
A guy like Bruce Ellington came onto the scene in the middle of training camp. This time a year ago, no one was talking about Bruce Ellington around here. That guy made plays, made this offense a little bit more dynamic.
Yeah, and I think when you look at players like that, what they can mean to your future, that's important. And also with the new GM coming in, Brian Gain, you know, you're going to look at a team that is going to be trying to find those kinds of players. Players who might be available, guys you might not even be talking about right now, who could help your team win in 2018 and beyond.
Yeah, you bring up Brian Gain. We're going to have much, much more on him next week on the show. That's going to be fun to see what he does. And it's interesting. You saw what he did in Buffalo this year. They went to the playoffs. The Texans, the 3 years prior, went 9-7 with Brian Gain. We're not saying.
It's interesting that it happened that way.
It is an interesting little coincidence. Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about all these names. We've talked about all these injuries. And everyone at home, if you're paying attention, you're pounding the pillow cushion or wherever you are and saying, what the heck's wrong with you? Where's the DeAndre Hopkins talk? Don't worry. We're going to talk about DeAndre Hopkins. That's coming up next on Texans 360. Don't move a muscle.